Blog Talk Radio.
Jim.
Well, hello. Here we are again, back for the year 2015. Now in our fifth year serving as the radio voice of Eastern Airlines. No other airlines represents their former employees in providing a weekly voice about their company as we do here at the EAL Radio Show. We bring you live talk with former employees, interviews with leading aviator authors, interviews with former and current presidents of Eastern Airlines, humor, serious airline real-life drama as told by former Eastern people, projects such as First Flight to introduce the new company back into the air, and much, much more. And it's been a trip for us here at the radio show. Let's introduce our host for tonight's show, Neil.
You know, it's amazing. We're almost up to 200 episode broadcast. Nearly four years, I guess. And we've covered so many different subjects. And it's always great to start off our shows and say hello to our host and our guest, and finding out what's happening in their part of the country and getting a weather update, and especially this time of year when so many folks will be traveling. Or have travel. But let's see what we have on the board here, who we have on the board here. I see, first of all, I think Steve Thompson, you're out there somewhere in North Carolina. Hello, Steve.
Hi, Neil, and hi, listeners. Welcome from Roaring Gap, North Carolina, where the temperature is in the low 40s, a heat wave, but it is very moist, and there's freezing precip and black ice forecast for tomorrow. Neil?
Okay, let's get out of that cold weather and travel down to see Chuck Albright down in the Villages close to Ocala, Central Florida. Hello, Chuck.
How you doing, Neil? Well, we've had some slight rain today, which is welcome because everything else was dying from the cold. We did have some cold weather you guys sent down with the snowbirds. They're finally here, and they're clogging up everything. But we're still getting out there on the golf courses. And in yesterday's local paper, they told us that the Villages will soon be built out in the mid part of 2016. So we're kind of coming down to the final stretch here on getting close to 56,000 homes. And we'll have 115 to 120,000 people. So we have our golf courses are pretty stuffed up right now. So we'll just have to hang in there and get good tee times. And stay away from that cold weather you guys keep sending us. Back to you, Neil.
Okay, you've got a hole for every person, I believe, in the Villages. The next one on our stop is Seal Entriago down close to Fort Lauderdale, just north of Fort Lauderdale. Hello, Cecile.
Hi, Neil. Well, the weather today was 81. Right now it's 73, and we had much-needed rain today. So it's actually perfect weather up north, guys. Back to you, Neil.
Okay, and then let's go back up to the north area. George Jen. Are you with us there on Long Island?
I'm here, Neil, and you don't want to know about the weather here. It's terrible, and we had snow and ice and you name it, we had it. But The one good thing is I have a new grandson over the weekend.
Oh, congratulations. That's great.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, your grandson close by, so you can see the grandson grow up?
Well, yes. He's in. He and his mom and dad and his brother, they live in Manhattan, so it's not that far away.
Okay, very good. Very good. Excellent.
George, we need how many pounds it weighed. That's very important. How many pounds and what's his name?
8 pounds, 12 ounces, and his name is Francesco. Frankie for short. They've already, all the other grandkids have started calling him Frankie. So.
Very good.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Very
Thank
good.
You.
And you can tell him officially that he was on the radio, his name was on the radio on this date, George.
There you go. Okay.
Frank Segnor, are you with us tonight? No, I don't think Frank showed up. And let's see, we've got Jill Cotton over there in the western part of North Carolina. Hello, Jill. Tell us about what's happening in your area.
Hi, Neil. Hi, everyone. Well, it's been a foggy, cloudy, light rain day with a high of 49, and our anticipated low is going to be 37 degrees. But I can say that both GST and CLT are showing no delay, incoming or outgoing departures.
Now tell me what GST is.
GSP, that's Greenville Spartanburg.
Oh, GSP. I thought you said GST, GSP. And the other one was what? Asheville?
Charlotte,
CLT, okay. Golly, Pete, boy, I better go back to Station Identifier School.
Yeah, Designator School.
Yeah, there you go. And over in Hilton Head, which Eastern Airlines never flew but we've got Gay Harvey. Are you with us, Gay?
Yes, I am. And we left the beach and headed to the North Carolina mountains, which is where we are right now. I'm about an hour from Mom and Dad in Roaring Gap, and we're over in West Jefferson, north of Boone, and it's rainy and cold.
Well, if we lose you tonight, we know that you must have passed under a tunnel or gone through a tunnel, and we can't hear you anymore. Are you on your cell, Gay?
No, I'm on a landline. Can you not hear me?
Yeah, you're coming in loud and clear. I thought you said you were on your way over.
No, and we are actually here on a landline.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, let's go over to Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, GA, home of the Braves, Chiefs, Hawks, and the Falcons. That's what we used to say a long time ago. Jim Graybill, you're over in the Atlanta area. How are you tonight, Jim?
Hey, Neil. Hey, everyone. It's a foggy, rainy day. Temperature's been up in the 40s. I understand it's going to be a little bit above freezing tonight, but we shouldn't get out of here because they say Thursday and Friday we're going to have sunshine finally. Nice to hear everyone.
Okay, and finally, very important that we introduce again, and he's a longtime host with us that is helping us out tonight. And golly, Pete, I wish we could pressure him to come back with us, but we'll see what happens. And Bill Joseph, thank you so much for being with us tonight, and tell us what's happening down in your area of Florida.
Good evening, Neil, and other hosts as well as listeners. I'm talking to you from the west coast of Florida, north of Tampa, and it's known as the Nature Coast. We've had 65 degrees of weather today and a little Mother Nature falling out of the sky in the form of rain. Very pleasant, and it's nice to be back with you.
Good. Thanks so much, Bill. And let's see, Jim, I think that's all. Did I forget anyone? Please yell now.
Just me so far.
Oh, well, Jim, golly, you've been such a regular standard that I think everybody recognizes your voice and what's happening to you, but you're still down in South Florida, not in Martha's Vineyard. But
That's right,
Neil.
I tell you, Martha's Vineyard is my summertime venture, which you all have heard of. But right now, I'm in the little town of Royal Palm Beach, Florida, which is just 18 miles west of West Palm Beach. And today, our maximum temperature was 79, and it averaged out to about 75. I almost thought about going outside and taking a shower in my outside shower. But I didn't quite get to it. I will tomorrow. But we just want you all to know that, hey, come on down, all you snowbirds. Come on down.
How many guys in Florida put up with all that temperature you've got down there?
Just don't get arrested, Jim, when you're out there.
Well, the latest I've heard, Jim, George, is
no, it's dark there, George. It's dark when I'm outside.
Oh, okay.
Well, we're back up to 800 snowbirds coming down every day to Florida. You know, back before the housing collapse, we had 1,000 a day. And I just saw one of the reports that says now we have 800 people a day coming to Florida once again. So, golly, Pete, things must be improving a lot. And welcome to all of, especially Cecile and I, being in real estate, we welcome anyone. Right, Cecile?
Absolutely. You handle North Florida and I handle South Florida. We got it all covered.
We got it covered. Okay. Jim, back to you.
Thanks, Neil. If you've listened, ladies and gentlemen, to our past shows, you know that we can be reached online during our live broadcast. Our numbers, once again, are 213-816-1611 or toll-free at 877-572-1861. Let me repeat these numbers. 213-816-1611 or toll free at 877-572-1861. And remember now, when calling the show, make sure you press the number one button on your phone if you wish to connect live and come in with us on the show. Neil?
Jim, just as a reminder to our listeners, you can always tune us in by going to www.eal.com, EALradioshow.com, and just click the arrow there in the circle on the radio icon that you'll see on the home page. Or you can go to our sponsor, the Retired Eastern Pilots Association's website, and there, clicking the radio show's icon on that home page. Their site is www.REPAonline.com, and that'll get you into our show. Jim, back to you.
Thank you, Neil. Tell me, what's on our show for tonight?
Well, first of all, I want to find out what kind of engine we're going to start up tonight. We're going to start a jet engine, or we're going to start a round engine up?
I vote for the round engine.
Okay,
yeah.
Round engine. I always
we all
like
remember this one.
Well, not all
I
of them.
I don't want to hear any comments either.
All right, here we go. Clear prop.
That's what we want to hear.
Neil, I have a question.
Yeah.
Do we have a contract with Chuck for maintaining this engine?
Hey, you got off the ground, didn't you?
Say that again?
I said you got off the ground, so it must have worked.
You know.
Well, we need to have this engine running smooth, and we got to have that flame coming out of the exhaust stack as white instead of either red or yellow. So I think we ought to explore a new new maintenance contract.
Well, you know,
that's a good idea. However, I think Chuck has everything in hand. He's the man that takes care of all of those things. But, Neil, tell us what our show is about tonight.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, Chuck, I think you probably started into aviation engine maintenance or aircraft maintenance when the magnetos went out of style, right?
I actually did work on some 36 and 8s, and I actually got to work on one that's a 42. So,
yeah,
but only once or twice. Most of my experience is on the when the air goes in and the flame comes out. You know, kick the tires and light the fire.
All right. Okay. Well, folks, Jim asked what the show is about tonight. Let's go to San Juan, Puerto Rico, that is. San Juan, Puerto Rico. After all, we used to own Puerto Rico and the Caribbean and the South and Central America areas back in the day. We're planning a great comeback for our proud name with what we here at the radio show have designated as First Flight. Let's listen in to an excited group of First Flighters as they meet and greet those departing Miami for San Juan in the hotel chosen for the departure. First of all, that's a little background noise of a lounge.
A gathering of the wings of man come together in a hotel in Miami, Florida, for what soon will be an historic flight for the new Eastern Airlines. The occasion, the celebration of Eastern Airlines' first flight. For the original Eastern Airlines, we have to go back to 1928, when Harold Pitcairn was awarded an airmail route, CAM number 19, New York to Atlanta, May 1928. And the founding company was called Pitcairn Aviation. January 1930, the name was changed to Eastern Air Transport Incorporated. Pitcairn sold the company to North American Aviation Incorporated. Purchased by General Motors, the airline once again changed names in 1934 to Eastern Airlines. That's three words. It would later be known simply as Eastern Airlines. Two words. In 2011, a group purchased the intellectual property, including trademarks, of Eastern Airlines and formed the Eastern Airlines Group. The group announced in early 2014 that it had filed an application with the United States Department of Transportation for a certificate of public convenience and necessity, which will be followed by certification with the Federal Aviation Administration. The new airline plans to initially launch charter flights out of Miami International Airport in the spring of 2015. Let's join the crowded meeting room at the Miami Marriott Airport Hotel.
Wow, I haven't seen this many Eastern folks gathering since the party given for my 25th anniversary company hat in the ring recognition. Incidentally, held here in the same hotel, but 30 years ago. Are you excited, Seal? How about once again getting on an Eastern airplane?
Excited? That's an understatement. It's too much for me to handle, Chuck. I never thought I would see this day again, but here it is, and like you said, wow. I've been crying since I learned I had a seat on the first flight. Now I'm busy looking for anyone in the old security department working under Ron Long or Jack Shields. I can't spot the two, besides myself, who made reservations on the flight.
Well, heck, Seal, maybe because it's been over 20 years ago, you think? Some of us still look the same, right, Steve?
Yes, certainly, Chuck, and but you know, it doesn't seem that long ago. I can remember my last flight and the trip to the airport as if it was just a few weeks ago. Well, maybe a little longer. I still think crew scheduling is going to call me for a trip. And they do in my dreams, and I get to the airport, and I can't find my uniform or my flight bag, and I am so distraught because I'm afraid they're going to find out that I'm way over 65 years old. I used to hate to hear the phone ring during the holidays, especially when I didn't have much seniority. Today, I would gladly go to the bottom of any seniority list, fly on any holiday, or even Super Bowl Day, and would you believe for no pay?
You can say that again.
Gray Bill.
Yeah. Did you meet the crew that will be flying us to San Juan? Boy, they look so young. I guess I did, too, when I was first hired, along with Eastern, which was back in 1963. I thought I would never make captain. I kept looking at the seniority list to see who passed away, knowing I would move up a number if they did. That's a terrible way of looking at it, but I wasn't the only one doing that. Everyone junior to me looked to see if I was gone. Oh, look over there. It's the captain and first officer talking with President Ed Weigel of Eastern. I understand his mother will be going with us tomorrow.
Neil, there's music in the background there. Someone's got their open mic with music.
No, that's me.
That's right.
That's the...
Oh, okay.
Neil.
Jim Hart.
Neil and I had a very nice conversation with her past December when the new Boeing 737-800 landed in Miami. She lives in Birmingham, Alabama, and is very proud of her son and what he's done to put Eastern back in the air, getting an FAA Part 121 air carrier certificate is not easily accomplished. I understand they've been working for a very trip this flight over 40 years now. It seems that timing was right, and fuel costs have really gone down, and the economy has improved recently, and doing the charter business for this year, the first year, and then planning the schedule since destinations makes good business sense. Hey, Jill, over here. Come over here and share the excitement of seeing the old gang of ours again.
Hi, guys. I'm so glad I got on the first flight list. I wouldn't have missed this for anything. I was just over chatting with the captain of first flight, and he assures us that it will be a beautiful day to go flying tomorrow. He calls it a CAVU day, whatever that means.
Well, that's weather jargon for ceiling and visibility unlimited. Flying conditions all pilots enjoy, but often don't get. On those days, we actually have to earn our pay.
And then throw in an emergency or two. It then becomes, instead of 99% boredom, it's 1% stark terror.
I understand that. Well, anyway, the weather gods are favoring Eastern tomorrow. It's a great turnout for this kickoff event here at the hotel. I understand there are many that did not reserve their seats early enough, but that have come out just as it is, like a giant family reunion, which I guess it is in a way. I've often thought of how great it would be to have a company reunion ever so often, kind of like high school and college.
Who knows? Maybe we can get something like that going now that there is a new Eastern Airlines. We'll have to talk with Mr. Weigel about this possibility. I hope they continue the employee recognition program of recognizing length of service, like you mentioned. Chuck with the hat and the ring pins, that started way back in 1970 what?
That would be 1973, to be exact, Seal. Hey, is that Neil over there talking to the new flight attendant?
Yeah, Chuck, it is. I'll go over and see if I can tear him away. Hold on just a minute. Neil?
Hi, folks. How do you like the way things are going so far? You know, I understand the news media has really been covering the activities of this first flight. Did you guys know we have several dignitaries on board tomorrow? And the mayor of Miami, and of course many of the management team and attorneys will be on board. And waiting our arrival in San Juan, I understand the governor of Puerto Rico and the mayor of San Juan will be welcoming Eastern back onto its soil. Are you guys having trouble recognizing anyone you work with? I sure as heck am. I just chatted with a guy in my new hire class back in the 60s, 63 to be exact, and I didn't even recognize him. Boy, has he aged.
You know, okay. Jill and Cecile, maybe it would be a good idea to have such a reunion for former Eastern employees. Maybe we can charter Eastern again. Let's see how they handle this charter first. Who knows? Every 5 years, we may see each other again. Lots of my flight attendant colleagues are on this flight, and it will be fun to go over old times and war stories when we get to the Intercontinental Resort Hotel in San Juan. I've heard that we have a former male wing pilot's widow who is 93 years old going with us, and she's from out on the West Coast. Neil, do you think we could have gifts for the person who is the oldest and coming the farthest distance?
Entirely possible, Gay. I think it's a great idea. I'll talk to our San Juan activities director to think of something appropriate. And you know that we are doing a raffle on the last night of the celebration. There is someone handling the sale of raffle tickets, and it's, I understand, $2, two tickets for a dollar. And one half of the money we collect will go to reduce the cost of the celebration, and the other half will be awarded to three winning tickets. Heck, this could really cut the cost of the trip for some lucky person. George, hey, over here. Glad you can join us on the flight. Might be another novel for you here somewhere, George. Come on over and say hello to the guys.
Well, hi, guys. I'm glad I could be on the first flight also. For a while there, I didn't think I'd be able to make it. I'm sure happy I put my name on the list early. Seal, I'm sure you had someone to take my seat if I had to cancel. Is that correct?
George, kinda. Would you believe about another 150 people are on standby?
Holy cow. Since this looks like it will make the company a few bucks and be quite the marketing success we hoped it would be, I think the company should recognize the importance of attempting to capture the former employees as ambassadors. We spoke about this on one of our radio shows last year. Neil, I believe you called on all former Eastern employees to become Eastern ambassadors during one of our shows. This upcoming enthusiastic gathering of people sure proves that we are exactly that, if they want to use us in such a capacity, that is. If I had anything to do with Eastern marketing, I know that I sure would. Jim, you know more about that than most of us, as you were once in the marketing department with the company.
I sure was, George. And would you believe it was over 46 years ago, but you're absolutely right about using a proven source of sales and marketing. Did I ever tell you guys about my putting together a Mexico convention for the Massey Ferguson Heavy Equipment Manufacturing Company in Toronto, Canada? 15,000 dealers and distributors leaving from 110 various points in the United States and Mexico. Wow!
Cecile.
Yes, many times, Jim. I think we even did a broadcast on it or two based on that successful project. You, Jim, are the definite marketing guru.
Well, perhaps I'll share it again when I have a gathering of interested former Eastern people in San Juan. It was quite an accomplishment, I felt, you know.
It's Sunday in Mexico. The sun floods an arena. The historic duel is on. The sun spotlights a diver at Acapulco. Referees a children's game at the pyramids of Teotihuacan. The sun warms a beautiful mermaid in Puerto Rico and covers the vacation paradise of Miami. Every year, more people choose this one to the sun, because Eastern service is as warm as the destination.
Fly Eastern, number one.
Oh,
wonderful reunion of former Eastern employees went well into the night, with many still in the hotel lobby recalling their days with the old airline. The next day, with the passengers all on board, we hear the senior flight attendant doing her pre-takeoff briefing.
Welcome aboard Eastern Airlines. It is a very good morning for the new Eastern Airlines, the cabin and flight crew, and all of you to help make the great airline Eastern. On behalf of the new Eastern management, most of them with us on this historic occasion, we'd like to take a few minutes before we do our cabin briefing to introduce the crew members of Eastern Flight 001. They are...
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome aboard. This is your captain on Eastern First Flight, and on behalf of my first officer and the entire crew, we'd like to take this time to welcome you on board. Now, since this is our very first flight as a new air carrier, and since the importance of our name in this area and the Miami International Airport, the airport fire department will give us an official water spray by using two fire trucks' hoses to create an arc of water, which we will taxi through. It's called a water cannon salute. And it's like going through a car wash without the brushes. It symbolizes the undertaking of something new or the completion of a successful career by a retiring airline captain. In this case, it's the beginning of a new airline.
Finishing the introductions before takeoff briefing and going through the cabin for a second time, the flight attendants take their seats for takeoff. Lots of chatter can be heard from the former Eastern employees as the new Eastern employees go to work.
Flight attendants, we're number one for takeoff. Please be seated.
With that announcement and the roar of the 737-800's two engines, along with 148 passengers shouting at the top of their voices, we're back in the air again.
Eastern.
The airline truly is back in business. Make sure you tune in next week for the follow-up and conclusion of Eastern First Flight from Miami to San Juan and back to Miami. Find out what's in store for First Flight passengers when they arrive in San Juan, and you hear the sounds from the passengers as the captain has made a perfect grease job landing.
Well, that's how we think it will be when we do take first flight. And from what we understand, it could happen probably around mid-March. Looks like a date, maybe the 19th or 20th of March. We might actually have a first flight. We might be actually going through what you heard tonight a little bit better than what we tried to put on tonight with our little skit. But I can see this happening, and we hope it will happen, that we will be a group of people that will take off on that date, some arriving as far away as California and Washington, the state of Washington, Arizona, Texas. There are so many people around the New York area, the Atlanta area, that have actually scheduled I call it a fantasy flight at this point, because we're not there yet, but we're working on it, and perhaps it will come into reality that we'll have that flight, just as we talked about tonight, starting off with our departure little celebration that we have at a Miami hotel, and then boarding the airplane the following day, taking off and landing in San Juan, which we'll continue our little episode on our next broadcast Monday. And see how
Neil, this is
things
Jim.
Will happen. Yeah, Jim.
I would like to mention to you, we have a number of people that may have come on to our broadcast midway through, and I think we ought to make them aware that this is not the same thing as H.G. Wells was, you know, many, many years ago. Make sure they know this was a skit, like you say.
You know, Jim, I think what you're referring to is a few years back, we did an actual broadcast that the airline was being was being put together, and we did a skit that kind of put together the sequences, and we had actors playing the FAA and playing the company president and so forth, and we actually had people, as you recall, Jim, and our other host, that actually believed that we were putting the airline together and that we would soon be in the air. And we had
people
calling us, hey, we didn't know that Eastern was coming back and so forth. And it was fun because it did remind us of Orson Welles' scenario about the about what you just mentioned.
The first time I listened to you all, it was regarding a NASA flight that was having trouble, and I swear to gosh, I thought it was real. So it's a good thing Jim said that.
You mean with all this with all this crazy producing here of all the sound effects that I can't get right? I'm still punching buttons over here, and I still don't know what I'm really doing. And
you're doing a good job.
Well,
you're doing an excellent job, and you
just
have
don't listen.
200 shows.
Just don't listen to the rebroadcast of these shows because you'll see all the errors, or you'll not see, but you'll hear all the errors that we've talked about tonight. Not talked about tonight, but I have done tonight. And but anyhow, we'll put together something for you for the next show, and we do have some very encouraging news that. Perhaps we will take this flight, and perhaps we will take off from Miami, go to San Juan, have a meet and greet, and enjoy the company of fellow Eastern employees, and recall old times, and then wish good times for the new airline. And that would be great. That's what we're trying to do, is promote that. And I think it's good to call ourselves ambassadors because it's exactly what any former Eastern employee would be trying to help the new company. And even though it's a new company, not attached in any way to the old company, with the exception of what you see on the sides of that airplane and the name of Captain Eddie Rickenbacker on the nose of that airplane. And so we wish them well. And we hope that this will come about, that we will be boarding that airplane. Any questions, any discussions of our show tonight or the future plans and so forth, I'd like to hear from you.
Neil, I have a quick.
Who do we got, George or John? Who was
I think it was John.
John?
This is Bill, Neil.
Hey, Bill.
I wanted to remind our listeners that the Miami Herald had an article on the new Eastern in their business section this morning that's on the Internet. It's a long article with some beautiful pictures. I think people would enjoy reading it.
I did look at that. You sent me the email. I clicked on the hyperlink, and sure enough, it is a very, very good the airplanes or the pictures are very good. And again, a reminder, folks, that you can go to EAL Radio Show and you can click on Photo Album and you can see pictures that people like Jim Hart and Cecile that were there at December 19th when the airplane arrived at the Miami International Airport. And they've sent some great pictures, and I put them on the photo album there. I've had some people saying they're having a hard time getting to that, but if you have any problems, just email me, and I'll see if I can help you through it.
And I want to thank the photographer. I can't remember his name. Fleming, was it, Neil, that took those pictures? His name is on the website.
Yeah.
And thank him for the great professional pictures he sent us.
You know, if I were a company, I would use the photograph. And as a matter of fact, Bill Joseph, one of the photographs, I don't know, it wasn't in the collection that that you sent me that I looked at. But it might have been from Cecile. The picture of the airplane going through with a rainbow, rather, the rainbow effect. What a beautiful picture that was. Anyone remember that?
Was that picture taken in Ireland?
I think, Bill, you might be right. I think it was.
Before the airplane ever left Ireland, I believe that was taken.
I think so.
Yeah, that was professionally taken. It was beautiful. And the
beautiful
arch, the water, I call it the baptism, was beautiful, too. You all called it, what did you call it? The real name of it when you water the plane?
Well, the idea
of... What is the water cannon?
Like a christening.
Water cannon.
There you
go.
Okay, thank you.
Jill, did you ever go through, or Gay, did you ever go through one of those on the last trip of... captain that was bringing it back to the, we call it bringing it back to the barn, B-A-R-N. On our last trip with the airline, we'll say put it away in the barn, and before it goes in the barn, hose it down, and they did that with the water cannons. What a great
I unfortunately
salute.
Never got to see that. I've met many flights inbound as they were on the jetway when everybody was getting off and celebrating, but I was never on an actual airplane coming in.
Yeah. Well, I never had that happen to me because of the airline's premature closing. And so I retired. I think it was, I think I was 53 years old. And so when I went to Pensacola, I was instructing there with a small little flight school out there. And I thought it would be appropriate that I was officially recognized as being retired from the airline. So I had a couple of the line boys to get out garden hose, turn up full pressure, and as I taxied the Cessna 150 in, they sprayed across the airplane when I taxied back to the ramp. Boy, what a exhilarating feeling I had.
I bet that was.
Neil, Jim Grayville.
Jim Grayville.
I used to have that Bonanza, and I landed at Peachtree DeKalb one day, and the tire directed me across the ramp, and I asked him what this is for, and he said, just go over there, you'll see. And here these guys come out with this hose, two of them, on each side. And I texted it to it. And you're right, I cried, I think, for 10 or 15 minutes before I got out of the airplane.
Instead of an L-1011 or an A-300 or a 757, here you were taxing a Bonanza, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's the way I remember it, but they use the arch, the cannon, water cannon, for different things, different activities. If you look it up on the internet, it'll tell you lots of different things that happen with airlines, especially new airlines just starting, kind of like the new Eastern Airlines starting out, and the water hose spray. It's a great summer.
The way Neil, my wife orchestrated that.
Neil, this is Chuck. Some of the airports, I guess the ones that can afford it, they have a wash rack for airplanes because they're close to the ocean, and they get a lot of salt from the ocean, you know, that blows in on the airplanes. Have any of you ever done that? Washed, go through a regular wash? It's more than just two sprays. I mean, it's kind of like a car wash that you would have. You would continually taxi the airplane, and they would wash the whole airplane. I can't remember which places have them, but I think Atlanta had it at one time. I don't know if they still have it.
I can't recall that one.
I don't remember it either.
No.
We've got, golly, my board here has got about 30 calls here showing 30 callers on the air. And if any of you would like to speak out now, just go ahead and blast away, and we'd be happy to hear from you.
Hi, Neil. This is Vito Borelli. How are you?
Hey. Hi, Vito.
Good.
Hi, Vito.
Hey, how are you, Jim?
Good. Good to hear from you.
There's been a great big article in today's paper in relation to the new Eastern Airlines, and it's in the Miami Herald in the money section. It's a very interesting column. It's two full pages. I think it'd be very interesting for everybody to get a copy of it. In the meantime, Neil, we kind of missed you on the 19th of December, that great big celebration that we had here in Miami.
Well, I had a little medical problem at that time, and I had an appointment with a doctor, and he told me it would be about 2 months later before I could see him again. So I decided, well, I think my health came first, so I decided to pay attention to that. And
but Jim and Phil took your place, Neil.
Yeah, very good. Thank you.
I hope you're feeling better. Just stay well.
Yeah, I am. Thank you so much, Vito. And by the way, you and your wife going to be on first flight if we can manage to get it off the ground?
Well, yeah, I definitely will be there.
Very good.
It'll probably be the middle of March, I think, before we'll have an airplane ready to go over. So
I'll try to
keep informed and let you know when the airplane will be ready. So
very good. The
I'll
other
try
comment
to keep
was
with Ed Weagle. So
very good. Okay, thanks, Vito.
You're welcome.
Neil, this is Jill again. There is a new YouTube video out that I saw this afternoon with the Eastern music and the new airplane. And I will post it to your the radio page on Facebook tomorrow or late this evening.
Very good. Thanks, Jill. Yeah, any of those pictures, I usually just copy them and put them on our website. And we've got a pretty good little collection of the airplane, December 19th, arriving. And any other pictures you guys want to send me, I'll post them there. And it's a good place to post your own photo album. If you've got an album that you would like to put together and put your name on it, by golly, you can do that on the radio show. EALRadioshow.com. Go to the photo albums and post your own pictures. Call your own album. Put your own little cover page there, and people can see the pictures that you have taken and remember perhaps some of the people that are in your pictures.
Neil, this is Sonny. I just had a comment.
Sonny.
Hey there, Neil.
Good to have you.
You were talking about the article in the Miami Herald today. I don't know if it mentioned it, but I know that there's just a few dates here. I know they started the flight attendant training today. The flight following that they'll use, their training will start December the 30th, and their proven runs should start February the 23rd. And then I think their projected time of starting operations is March the 6th. Those are some of the dates that I had.
Sonny, let me ask you a question. How long generally, and what about these proving runs? How long do the proving runs usually run?
It's 100 hours. It'd be 100 hours, and sometimes it can be reduced. It's according to how it's going. But generally, it's 100 hours. So, you know, they could it's a couple of weeks, two or three weeks of proven runs, and they can reduce that to about half if they're doing well on it.
And the routes that they choose are chosen by the company, or just how does that happen? Do you remember?
Yeah, they are. They should be routes that they plan to fly, which would I'm sure would be the San Juan, you know, the San Juan market, and some of the islands there. And just a further comment, Neil. You know, I was with Carnival Airlines when they started their airline, and they started the same way that Eastern is going to, which is a ACMI charter airline to begin with one airplane. We ended up with like 26 airplanes, and they were going, and they turned into, within 2 years, we were 121 scheduled operations, and it really expanded. And if Eastern is going to do that same thing, I mean, this could be very successful. That would be just my opinion. That within a couple of years, once they get established on the charter, they'll eventually move into the 121 and grow from there. So I think it's a good product they got coming.
That's wonderful.
That's good to hear.
Jill?
Very good to hear.
Oh, it sure is.
Jill?
Yes. Yes, I'm here.
This is Steve, and I wonder if you think we could talk them into stopping into Fletcher and picking us up.
Wouldn't that be great? Neil would be able to take care of us.
Neil, Cecile here. Cecile? I have a question. What is a proven run for us lay people?
Sonny, you want to answer that?
I'm sorry, what was that, Neil?
What is a proving
run? What's a proving run? On a proving run, you have to, it's a simulation of a flight. You have your full crew on there, your flight attendants, and what you're given scenarios. I mean, like you're going from Atlanta to San Juan, you test everything. You test the crew. If you have an engine failure, what are you going to do? They give you different scenarios, and the whole thing is you test every department that you have: maintenance control, the maintenance department, the crews, the flight attendants. I mean, they'd give flight attendants issues back there where a guy tried to light a cigarette. You know, what are you going to do with that? So it's just a scenario based thing that makes sure that you can handle any situation. That's what it is. And it's about 100 hours.
Thank you.
Very interesting. Very good. Any other questions?
You know, this is one of those things that we don't think of with the cost of operating and beginning to operate an airline. I didn't realize that the airline had to pay for this kind of approval. Did you, Neil?
Well, yeah, the FAA is not going to bear the cost of it. That's for sure, right, Sonny?
Well, just another comment on that, Neil. Today, actually, they were interviewing today for who is going to be the principal inspector for the new Eastern Airlines. So that's where the FAA is, from what I understand, is they're just interviewing today to see who's going to be the principal inspector for the Eastern Airlines. What was that question that he asked?
About the airline.
I didn't realize that there was such a cost involved in just trying to provide what you're talking about for the FAA.
Yeah, well, what they do is not a cost to the FAA. It's a cost
to the new
carrier.
Airline.
The carrier spends a lot of money in getting groups out of Washington and other places to do the work for them. That's where the expense is. They pay a lot of money to get certified, but it's not to the FAA. It's to these contractors that put all this together for them.
Okay.
I mean, they're lawyers. That's what they're all of them. They're lawyers, and they have different groups of people that They do all the manuals and everything for them. It's not the people that they've hired at Eastern Airlines. This is a group of people that they've contracted out to, okay, get this airline together, and that's where the cost is.
Sonny, have you ever heard the cost involved in trying to go through the FAA certification?
I haven't, Neil. No, I have not heard that.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting to find out, though.
Yeah,
it would be interesting to find out.
Now,
want to guard that one.
Yeah, could you, Sonny, being in Atlanta, could you bid for being a POI for Eastern in Miami and move to Miami?
I could, but I was in Miami for a lot of years, about 20 years, and I'm pretty happy up here in Atlanta right now.
Okay. Well, it's been an interesting conversation.
Will the FAA hire an old worn-out pilot to do that for
them? Well, they hire people 62 years old, I can tell you that.
Jim, you're out of that.
I can still dream, Neil.
Yeah, you can still dream, yeah. Just like Steve's dreams at night of being called by a crew sked, right, Steve?
Yeah.
Yes.
Neil, when you're talking about that, you know, we do have some Eastern pilots that you might, Robert Ramsey.
Yeah. Yeah.
He is with the FAA. He's still with the FAA. Jim Giles is with the FAA. We have some of the Eastern people that are with the FAA right now. Still
is Charlie
in Atlanta.
Boswell still there?
Charlie Boswell just retired. I had dinner with him 2 weeks ago, and he's doing fine. Yeah.
Tell him hello for me, please. He's great. He and Virgil Petter are both good friends of mine.
Yep, Virgil, yes. Yeah.
Very good. Any other comments?
Well, I have one. I did see that the new Eastern Airlines has 47 employees now.
Wow. That sounds like, hey, Jill, that sounds like 1928 with Pitt Carrier Aviation when it all started.
Well, you got to start somewhere.
You got to start somewhere, right? Well, we definitely don't want to start as an airmail airline.
Not hardly.
By open cockpits. That would be fun, though.
It sure would, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You think you could still fly that steerman of yours, Neil?
Yeah, I think if I still had that steerman, it would be fun to fly. You know, tonight we've got to cut this thing short because all of us guys would like to listen to the college playoff between Oregon and Ohio State. And I know you've got your own favorites of that, but it starts at 8:30. And so I can hear the music. And by the way, before we sign off, Bill Joseph, thank you so much for being with us tonight.
You're welcome, Neil. Enjoyed it.
Thank you. Jim, how about putting episode 199 into the radio show's archive files?
Oh, certainly, Neil. It's my pleasure. Well, that's our show for tonight, folks. We'll be back with you next week. Same time, same station, www.ealradioshow.com. And like one of our popular commercials for Eastern, we have to earn our wings every day. We hope you are doing so. We are doing so here at the Eastern Airlines Radio Show. Next week, we hope you'll once again fly Eastern Radio as we bring you more Eastern news, history, and talk with former Eastern employees and friends of Eastern. Be sure to tune in and call in at 7 p.m. when flight number 200. Can you imagine the beginning of 5 years with you folks? That flight number 200 will depart the gate for a new adventure into 2015. Be on board for the radio voice of Eastern Airlines, and from all the gang here at our studio and remote locations, we all say, all together now, folks, good night.
Good
and
night
happy
and
New
happy
Year,
New
Eastern
Year,
Eastern
Eastern
family.
Family.
Good night, Eastern family.
Good night,
see
Eastern.
See you next week.
Jim, I don't have your phone number.
678-909-5549.
Okay, be right with you.
Got it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Enjoy the game, Neil.
Okay, see you, Jim.
Righto, bye-bye.